Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. This week on the At the Table podcast, we're going to look back at last week's message titled Journeys, as we look at three important journeys that we can draw faith and hope from during this Christmas season. Without further ado, let's get started. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of At the Table with Pastor Gary. And we're just going to continue our journey through this Advent season as we look back at last week's message that was titled Journeys. And these journeys that we looked at were primarily starting with Mary and Joseph's journey. Then we're going to look at Jesus' journey, which began at his birth on that first Christmas morning and continued on to the cross and beyond. And finally, we're going to look at our journey and how this all relates and where we can find hope and faith at this time of the year in the Christmas message. So let's get started. The first journey that we're going to look at here is Mary and Joseph's journey. Mary and Joseph's journey, and you know, we talked last week, Sunday morning, I talked to you about how this 90-mile journey that took place, that Mary and Joseph took on their way to Bethlehem, was such a long journey. And you know, Mary, who was 9 months pregnant, made this 90-mile journey that probably took between 4 and 7 days, depending on how fast they were able to walk. And can you imagine the conversations that would have had during this journey? You know, traveling by foot, because traveling with a donkey, as so many times the pictures portray, is probably not accurate, because donkeys would not have gone as fast as people might have been able to go. And, you know, donkeys were going to go the pace that they were going to go. And I think Joseph probably would have realized that Mary needed to get there as soon as possible. We saw that this journey started because Joseph was in the line of David, and he was to return back to his home for this census that was to take place by the Roman government. And sometimes we just kind of overlook that detail and realize that it's just a small detail. But the reality is this was another example of God working. God was working in the affairs of the everyday man through the Roman government to get Joseph and Mary back to where they were going. This would have had undoubtedly some internal struggles that happened in this relationship. If you can think about this idea of, and men, if you're listening and you have a wife who's gone through the process of pregnancy before, you realize that it is a long and arduous process of its own. It is one where a newborn baby is grown inside of this woman that you call your wife. And what happens is, undoubtedly, as the baby grows, the mom gets more and more uncomfortable, right? And grows as the baby grows. And this caused so many difficult conversations. I can remember the many conversations that I had with my lovely wife during these 6 pregnancies that we had together. And I can remember that some of the conversations were a little difficult and others were certainly a struggle. But I was just thinking, if I had told my wife, if we had to walk 90 miles by foot when she was 9 months pregnant, that would have been quite the journey. These internal struggles that they were happening as they processed the news of Mary's pregnancy, even that idea, because we realized that this baby was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and Joseph would have been having some of these internal struggles, wondering what was going on, what was going to happen, and this future role of a father to what he was told was this very Son of God. I can't even imagine what was going through their minds. And I wonder, this Christmas season, maybe this question is something you can chew on as you think about this Christmas season, in amongst the busyness, in amongst all the schedule changes, in amongst all of the extra things that are asked of us on this Christmas season. What 90-mile journey are you on this Christmas? Now, it may not be a physical journey. It may not be one as difficult as pregnancy, but I have no doubt in my mind that every single person listening is on some journey that maybe God has asked them to go on. And you may be in that point in the journey when you're on day 3 of that walk where you're like, this is unbelievable. We're walking uphill, bumpy roads, and the struggles that you're dealing with, and you're wondering what lies ahead of you on that 90-mile journey. Well, I'm here to tell you today that just like Mary and Joseph, who had the faith to take that next step, that we too can find that same faith and hope in the person of Jesus Christ. Well, the second journey that we talked about last Sunday was this one that was the birth of Jesus, or Jesus' journey while he was here on earth. And we talk about how this God of all creation came into existence physically so the world could see this immaculate conception came to be as a baby, a helpless baby who was birthed in a humble manger. And we realized, though, that that journey wasn't the end for Jesus, and that Jesus' journey didn't end at the manger, but it continued until God's plan of salvation was enacted. And in Philippians chapter 2, we looked at how, starting in verse 5, it says this, Paul is writing to the church in Philippi, telling them, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Now, capture that for a moment. He's telling them, your attitude should be the same as Christ Jesus. And what was that? Well, Jesus' journey was this. In verse 6, it says, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. And so Paul is exhorting the church in Philippi, and really we can be pulling that same thing, that as followers of Christ, we are to have the same attitude, the same nature, the same desire as that of Christ Jesus. It says, your attitude should be the same as his, who humbled himself, served God, and was obedient even until death on the cross. See, Jesus, his humility is a key point of understanding his mission, his journey. And as followers of Jesus, as disciples of Jesus, which is what we're called to be, we must too grasp that concept of humility. Jesus' journey offers us salvation. It offers us hope for all. And we can emphasize that right now as we're celebrating the birth of Jesus. That's what we celebrate on Christmas. We're celebrating that he came. He humbled himself. He came, served obediently in what God had called him to do because he knew that there was a sin problem and we all had it. And the only way to get reconciled or to come back, for us to be able to come back to God, was if he, Jesus Christ, would come to this earth, take on the nature of man, and serve and be humble to the very end. And this helps me to realize that I, in that same way, need to live my life in that way. Now, I can't be God for sure, but I can live like Jesus. Jesus gave us such an example that started and is emphasizing the humility he undertook to come as the Son of God and come and show himself to people as a baby, and then continue the rest of his life with utmost humility. And humility is most certainly one thing we need to wrap our minds around and surrender to completely if we are to be and have the attitude of Jesus. Well, the third journey that we talked about was really this, was our personal journey. And I encourage you this Christmas season, in light of the journeys that Mary and Joseph took, in the light of what Jesus' journey was all about, how are you and where are you at on your journey of knowing and following Jesus Christ? You know, the tagline for this podcast is really this, it's encouraging and equipping you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. I'm encouraging you to reflect on your personal journey with God. Where are you at? Everybody's on the journey. Are you at the place where you've already surrendered to Jesus? Or are you still deciding which direction to go? And is this God really the God you want to serve? Well, I encourage you during this season to reflect on these journeys I've talked about, but also the birth of the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, and how that might change or push you forward in your journey in following God more closely. Where does your journey currently stand? Where does it stand right now? Are there any fears or obstacles that you're facing? Maybe there's something facing you right now, a part of the journey that is just incredibly difficult and scary, and you just don't know what is next. Maybe you've just gotten a cancer diagnosis. Maybe you've lost a loved one, and this is the first Christmas season that they've been gone, and you're afraid at what comes next. Maybe you just lost your job and you don't know where your next paycheck's going to come from. Or maybe this new year, you just think something is coming that's right around the corner, but you can't put your finger on it. Well, during this Christmas season, I don't want this to be a season that pushes you away from God. I want it to be one that draws you closer to Him, that helps you to cope with the challenges that are in front of us. Trusting God can be difficult at times because the devil, the evil one, is in our ears getting us to question, did God really say that? Did He really say that that's what you should do? But I encourage you today to trust that God is worthy of our praise. God is worthy of our hope and our faith. And there's no name under heaven except Jesus that you can be saved. And Jesus Himself, when He grew up, said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father but through Me. You know, I was thinking of an example in my own life that might help us wrap this around. And one that I talk about a little bit every once in a while is my calling to become a pastor. Well, I can remember back to the beginning of the story that when Heather, my wife, and I were first talking about getting married, you know, she just said, there's only two things that, you know, I don't want you to do, one of which is join the military. And I said, that's no problem. I don't really want to do that either. And the second was become a pastor. And so at that time I said, absolutely, that's fine. I don't want it. There's no way God would call me to be a pastor. Well, fast forward 20 years in our marriage, and suddenly I felt God calling me to be a pastor. I had five kids at the time. We were pregnant, or we had just had maybe our sixth, and we felt both God calling us to become, God calling me to be the lead pastor here at Grace Community Church. And I can tell you that I was afraid. I could come up with probably a dozen different reasons why it wouldn't work. One being financial, one being there's no way the church would hire somebody who's never gone to school to be a pastor. I was just plain old afraid of failing God. And I can tell you this, that on this journey of faith and obedience, I've learned a lot along the way. And one of the biggest things is this, is that when God calls you, our only natural response can be to faithfully and obediently and with all humility saying, yes, God, I am here. So I don't know where you land in this spectrum. Maybe you've just come out of a crisis. Maybe you're going into a crisis. Maybe there's one just on the horizon, something that's a journey that God is asking you to go with. Well, here's what I want to offer is just a couple practical steps as you seek God where you're at. Number one is this, be students of His Word. Spend time daily in His Word, reading God's Word, applying it to our lives, and memorizing it so that it becomes a part of who we are. Second, prayer. Spend time in prayer. Spend time daily in prayer, just surrendering your life to God, worshiping Him for who He is, thanking Him for all that He's done in your life, lifting up requests that are in your heart that may be something that's going on that you realize, I need You, God. But whatever it is, spend daily, regular time with prayer. Another one is this, solitude. Solitude is something that I like to call listening prayer. It's times when we just sit and listen to God and say, God, speak to me. Show me what You have for me. You know, I was reminded of this discipline of solitude and how much Jesus, when He walked this earth, did this. And one of the most famous miracles that we have recorded in Scripture is when He fed 5,000 men, so probably upwards of 10,000 people, with just a couple of fish and a couple of loaves. And throughout this process, there were some miraculous events that happened clearly. But after that time was over, Jesus realized that He needed to spend time with God. And so He sent all the people away, and He sent the disciples who were there with Him and sent them out and said, I'm going to spend time with God. Solitude is key in our life. Maybe this season you need to devote yourself to time of just listening to God. Well, my conclusion for you today is this, friends. Jesus is the ultimate guide on your journey. And He, and only He, provides life to the fullest. And in John 10:10, Jesus said that as He was teaching His disciples about being the good shepherd. He said, I have come to give you life and give you life to the fullest. I'm convinced that salvation is not really all about eternity, but it's about being with God. I encourage you this Christmas season to embrace the Christmas season, embrace the journey that Jesus took on your behalf so that you would be able to come to the Father and have your sins forgiven. And I pray that it will renew your faith and your hope this year. Thanks for tuning in. And if you liked what you heard, like this podcast, share it with a friend of yours as we continue to go through the Advent season the rest of this month. Next episode will be in 1 week. So I pray that if you enjoyed this and it encouraged and equipped you, you'd share it with somebody else. But before we go, I want to pray for you real quick. Heavenly Father, I just pray for all those listening here today, that I pray that this would give them and help them find guidance and strength in their life. But most importantly, as they continue on their journey of knowing and following you, I pray that you would draw them closer to you. And during this Christmas season, we can see through these many journeys that we can have faith and hope in only you. And I thank you for sending your Son, and I thank you for his mercy and your grace and for loving me. And I pray that this would be an encouragement for us as we move forward in our day. And with all these things, I lift them up in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I hope this message has been encouraging and equipping to you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. Until next time, I'll catch you later.
You have been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.